A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Maryland. This is Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. This Friday, May the 22nd, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we currently have 51 confirmed cases, 4 deaths, and 18 recoveries. What does it look like worldwide, Gibbs?
So, as we are speaking right now, Marvelous, we know that there are many people in the world that have actually contracted coronavirus, COVID-19. And when you look at the figures, you know, they are really shocking. You know, we've got 5,127,125 people who have actually contracted coronavirus, COVID-19. And then out of these people, about 333,398 have actually died. And we must emphasize that there are recoveries as well. And some people that have recovered are almost 2 million. So they are 1,964,622. This, according to, Johns Hopkins University and the Voice of America. And then when you look at America itself, you know, it's sort of like also shocking, you know, because there are almost 1.5 million people. There are over, actually, 1.5 million people that have contracted coronavirus, COVID-19. And out of these people, 94,729 have died. So it seems as if, the curve is still going up. And I think some doctors that we're going to have today are going to explain some of these things. And as Marvelous stated, there are 51 people in Zimbabwe who have contracted COVID-19, 18 recoveries, 4 deaths, and 34,707 people that have been tested. Yes, Rwanda, but I want to tell you, we're going to have a new survey about coronavirus COVID-19. So, we're going to have a new survey. 5.1 million asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Kuthi asebebhubhile bayadlula i-334 asebebulewe umkhuhlane lo emazweni wonke ejikelele. Nxa sikhangela ke kwele Melika 1.6 million asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo, kube sokusithi ke abedlula i-94,000 sebebhubhile. Nxa sikhangela njalo ke sijula kwele Zimbabwe siyakwazi ukuba yi-51 kuzobuya ke i-51 laba yibo asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Kuzobuya abe yi-18 sebe-recovere, kuzobuya ke abe yi-4 sebabhubha. 34,707 asebemane bathi ke bahlolwe umkhuhlane lo. Kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Ayiwakho nawo bachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Ini tiri kutesenyura ndiri kuno kumba kwangu kuWashington DC pamusoro pedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus icho chatekeshera pasi rose. Parizvino munyika tinoona kuti mune vanhu 51 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko irori rechirwere checoronavirus, vari kunzi ivo vakatesta positive. Zvinoreva zvee zvakare kuti aiwa pane dzimwonawo dzatiri kutambira dzekuti pane vanhu 18 vakabatwa nechirwere ichi vakakwanisa kuchikunda, asi zvakare kune vanhu vana kana kuti 4 vakabatwa nechirwere ichi vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa ipo pano kuti zvakamira sei pasi rose panyaya yedambudziko rechirwere ichochi checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tinoona kuti pari zvino kune mazwi kana kuti zvatiri kubva kutambira kuJohn Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica iri kuti iyo pasi rose pane vanhu 5.1 million vabatwa nechirwere checoronavirus, 332,000 zvichida kudzira vachiwanikwa vachishaya. Imo muno muAmerica mandiri pari zvino kune 1.5 million vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi, 94,000 vachishaya. MuWashington DC muguta randinogara imo munova mucapital mune vanhu 7,788 vabatwa nechirwere ichi, 412 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Saka ndozvatiri kukurukura ipo pano. Takatarisa kuti munyika pari zvino mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakazivisa ivo kuti nyika ichange yakavharwa indefinitely, zvinoreva kuti hazvisi kuzikanwa kuti ichazovhurwa rini, asi vachange vachitarisa bi-weekly zvinoreva kuti panopera 2 weeks tese vanenge vava kutarisa kuti vomvura nyika here kana kuti kwete. Saka pari zvino nyika yakavharwa uyezve vazhinji pari zvino vari kuchema ivo nyaya yenzara. Vari kuchema kuti nzara ndo iri kunyanyonetsa. Tichitarisa kuti vanoita mabasa ekutengesa mumigwagwa pari zvino havasati vakubvumidzwa kuita mabasa aya. Uyezve tiri kuona pari zvino kuti vamwewo vanoita mabasa vari kubvumidzwa zvavo kuenda kunoita mabasa iwaya, asi vanofanira kunge vaine tsamba uyezve vachiita iye inonzi social distancing, vachitesta vanhu vanonge vari kuuya pamabasa ipapa kuti matemperature avo akamira sei. Vakapfeka mamaski kuitira kuti vasawanike vachitapura chirwere ichi kana kuzadzawo vamwe kana vainacho.
Yes, marvelous. We'll start our program with the Permanent Secretary of Education, Tumisa Mtavela. She actually issued a statement, you know, in Parliament. She was appearing before a Parliamentary Education Committee on what is going to happen in Zimbabwe in terms of, you know, preparations for examinations. So I think we've got a video of her saying that the schools will open in a phased way. But let's listen to what she was trying to say about this issue.
We have consulted, we have been given feedback. So currently we have taken from the feedback that we have received, we have suggested how we are going to maybe phase the opening of our schools. But the actual date, we are meeting our teacher unions this afternoon, and we can't reach a date without them because they are our own politicians. The minister also has to take whatever suggestions will come after this afternoon to cabinet tomorrow, and after that maybe then we can be given particular tentative dates. But for now we are envisaging 5 phases of how to go back to school. Phase one, we will be looking at examination classes for 2020. That is grade 7 in the primary school, O level and A level classes in the secondary school. So when these finally open, we also are convinced that for us to be able to open, we need at least 4 weeks for logistical issues. We have to come up with budgets. We have spent some of our budgets, but we still really need a minimum of 4 weeks to be able to say, yes, we can walk into the school. We have trained our school, our teachers. We have trained our hands. We have trained our whole system. We have got the PPEs, we have got the thermometers, we have got whatever, and we are ready to walk into a school. But in terms of actually getting in the funding, that's why we need time, because it's a process, it's not an event. Then what we are looking at in terms of what exactly do we require for returning to school, we just picked a few key issues or key things that we thought might be necessary for us to say we are ready to go to school. We need a clean water source within each school, but unfortunately currently we cannot guarantee that in all our schools, because quite a number of our schools don't have any source of clean water. So that's another resource that needs to be looked at, or infrastructure that needs to be looked at. We need hand washing soap or detergent, and in our case we are looking for liquid, because solid handling becomes a danger in terms of the solid one. We are looking for hand washing stations where as much as possible our learners will not use their hands to turn a tap on or whatever. We are looking for where people can afford it, sanitizers, especially for urbanites where they are huge populations. We think they might have to think of sanitizers. As we plan, we are hoping that by the time we say phase one should start, our schools will have been free. But if they are not free, it means we have to have children learning in exile in other schools as we wait for their schools to be finally sorted out. We hope that won't happen, but we're just saying in case the kind of situation is such that some schools still have to be used, we also have to plan now in the early phases to have children combining and learning at different schools from what they normally use. And in some of our schools, there is need for refurbishment because some of the walls are such that your little viruses can find very friendly places. I think the details, if they are wanted, can then be given. So, Honorable, I think those for me were the two key areas which I thought I would talk about, the two pillars of going back to school and then continuing with alternative provisions for learning. But teacher capacity, as I'm saying, is important.
So there you are, Marvelous. I think Mrs. Tumisang Tabela is very clear about what is supposed to be done by the government. Okunye njalo ke akutshengisileyo khonapha Marvelous ukuthi sebelama PPEs, sebelama thermometers, sebedinga i-funding yokuthi abantwana babuyele esikolo. Kodwa ke uthi hayi lokho ngani kusahlupha ngoba imali abakayitholi. Okunye njalo uthi kumele babe lamanzi, yo amanzi okugeza izandla, amanzi okuthi bamekhe sure ukuthi akula muntu olimelayo. Njalo bedinge ama-hand sanitizers lamasepa okumele asetshenziswe. So uphinde wakhuluma njalo lokuthi abanye abantwana abalezikolo ezingani azikalungi baya befunda kwezinye izikolo kubizwe wathi i-exile ukuthi baya behambe besiyakufunda somewhere else kula lapho okumele befunde khona. Then wasesithi-ke okuhluphayo yikuthi ezinye izikolo imiduli ibhobongile, so imiduli yasekhwebuka like their holes emdulini kuma-holes. So uthi imolo naleyo yiye ngenza ukuthi-ke igcine i-virus ibamba ngikho lapho. So kunjalo Mavula.
Aiwa apho tangathi kunzwa kubva kune primary and secondary education permanent secretary vatumisanga Tabela vanga vari kutaura ivo zvinokwanisa kunge zviri kuitwa kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachizodzokera kuzvikoro kana kuye kwatingati kuti vana vaende kunodzidza zvakare. Tikuona kuti vanga vari kutaura kuti pari kudiwa mari mabhiriyoni emadhola akati wandei kuitira kuti vana vakwanise kuenda kunodzokera kuzvikoro. Uyezve vachiti ivo nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa inyaya yekuti mapPE kana kuti zvinoshandiswa zvakadai semamaski zviripo here, uyezve kuti pane mvura here yekuti vana vawanikwe vachigeza maoko, pane sipo here yekushandisa nezvimwe zvakadai. Saka ndo zvimwe zvavanga vari kutaura nayo nazvo ipo pano. Vachitaura panyaya yekuti vana vawanikwe ivo vachidzokera kuzvikoro. Takaona zvakare vadare vachitaura zvakare muparamende, tikaona Honorable kana tatingati Senator Misi Priscilla Misa Herambwe Mushonga vachitaurawo pamusoro penyaya iyoyi kuti pane zvavari kuzeya panyaya yekuti kuchanyorwa here maexams, vana vanganyoresa sei nezvimwe zvakadaro. Panyaya iyoyi yatiri kutarisa panguva yecoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19 pari zvino, dambudziko iri ratekeshera pasi rose. Apo munyika pari zvino tiri kuona kuti muine 51 cases dzakatesta positive. Toona zvakare kuti mune vanhu vana vakashaya, uyezve pari zvino pane vanhu 18 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichi vachikwanisa kuchikunda. Saka tichange tichizeya zvakasiyana siyana ipo pano, tine vanyarikani vedu, tina vana chiremba, uyezve nezvimwe zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri muno zvatichange tiri kuzeya navo tichiona kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yedambudziko irori recoronavirus. Ndidi.
And our first guest is Dr. Atmo Chokwiro. He is a doctor based in Atlanta, Georgia, here in USA. You can pose the first question, Marvelous, then I'll bring him on board.
My first question would be, we're seeing that Zimbabwe's cases are rising. What does this signify, looking at the situation we saw here in the USA?
Dr. Chokwiro, I guess you've got the question, and welcome to the program. So she's saying numbers are rising in Zim. And so people are worried. What's the reaction to that?
Well, I think this is certainly a cause of concern. What we've seen happening in the last week or two, especially in the last week where we have now seen the cases rising. I think you agree that for some time we had our cases kind of stuck at 34, and suddenly we are seeing some kind of acceleration of these cases from 34 to 51 now. But what is important to read into these figures is why this is happening now. If you are following, that these are cases that have come from South Africa, from Zambia, and from Botswana. And I think only one or two people who don't have any history of travel. But if you also closely watch what is happening in South Africa, there's also been another huge acceleration of cases in South Africa. And South Africa now is topping the list in terms of the number of cases in Africa. As of last night, I think South Africa was at 19,200 cases. So we have seen a number of Zimbabweans coming from South Africa in the last 2 weeks as well, and from Botswana and from other countries. And this is a concern in this, that we could also having a kind of a feed on from those increases which are happening in the neighboring country of South Africa. And I think that is why we must be really concerned and try and make sure that the issues to do with quarantine, the issues to do with washing our hands, preventive measures and face masks are really adhered to, because if we don't do that, you see the way that the coronavirus spreads, it's a function of the number of active cases that you have. This is a highly contagious infection. So if you have one infection, if you have one active case, they can only meet people say 10 people. I mean, they are just giving you an arbitrary example. Compared to having 100 active cases, if 100 active cases each meet 10 people per day, I'm getting into that with, say, 1,000 people, 100 times 10. But if you are having only one active case and they are meeting 10 per day, you are only having contact with 10 people. So if we have, 1,000 cases in Zimbabwe, our potential to have these 1,000 cases multiplying to become 20,000 becomes much faster. So if we keep our cases lower, we contain this pandemic. So we really need, this is what is happening in South Africa now. They now have a lot of active cases. So the rise in cases also, the acceleration increases. So this is why we must be concerned about this latest rise in our cases. But I think it must be understood in the context of where these cases are coming from. It's unavoidable. There's no way we can close our borders to our returning residents. With Zimbabwe is their home. And but I think we need to be really strong in terms of our preventive measures.
So some people are linking the increases in terms of numbers to the cold winter season. You know, is there any link between the two?
Well, I think with any flu virus, winters have all been the peak season where we experience these increases in terms of flu infections and everything else. But I think it's important to understand that even before the flu season, we were already having this coronavirus pandemic. This is increasing in other countries and everything else. So I want to interpret this rise within the context of this where the cases are coming from, because I think the ministry is tracking in terms of retainees and everything else. So what the winter season may do is it may then create an environment where the acceleration can become higher in terms of once we have active cases within Zimbabwe. But I would not want to say it is the winter season per se, which is, causing the rise. This is, a contagious infection where you need contact someone who is infected for you to be able to get it in this place.
Well done, Doctor. Let me bring Mavla. Go ahead, Mavla.
Tombobvunza Dr. Nerimirwa mai kuti tinoona kuti uwandu hwevanhu huri kukwira muZimbabwe pari zvino tine 51 cases. Uye tichitarisa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vakazivisa ivo kuti vachange vari kutarisa bi-weekly kuti vovhura nyika here kana kuti kwete. Munoona zvakamira sei pari zvino, nyika ingavhurwa here kana kuti vomboramba vakadzvanya ipapo pavari?
I think zvakakosha Mavela kuti ticherechedze kuti kuwedzera kwaita macases in Zimbabwe in the last 2 weeks or masvondo maviri apfuura, especially week yatiri rino iri, zviri kukonzerwa nei macases ayari kubva kupi, macases ayari kuenda kupi. Taakuona kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kudzoka munyika kubva kuSouth Africa, kubva kuBotswana, kubva kuZambia, kuti vanhu vanenge vachidzoka kumba kwavo. Cases are reported in the last week around Mshondra Pura. Majinji atu ma cases evanu warukumba kundepe nito wa chidoka no Zimbabwe. Tingarambi wanawe Zimbabwe kutuwa zuke mnika mao ndo kumba. So that is important. Toda kuti tichericheze kuti kana wana chinga wadzoka tiri kwanza here kuteedza mitemo kana kuti nzira dzinoita kuti mainfection asawedzere munyika zvinova zvequarantine, social distancing, kupfeka mamask, kugeza maoko. So hongu ndino ndiri kutevedza zviri kutaurwa kuti every 2 weeks vanenge vachizotariswa kuti zviri kufamba kumaerano nekuti nyika ichivhurwa henechi. The issue for economy, mararamiro edu emuZimbabwe, munoziva kuti vazhinji vanhu vari kuzviriritira kuzvishandira kuti vawane chikafu, vachitengesa zvinhu, vachirima nekuita sei. So kuti nyika irambe yakavharwa, vanhu vasiri kukwanisa kuzvimabasa, tichaita mamwe matambudziko zvakare ekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kufa nenzara, vanhu vanokwanisa kutanga kuita macriminal activities kuti vakwanise kurarama. So zvinhu zvinoda kuti zviiswe pamwe chete. Chandingada kukurudzira ndechekuti tinoda kuti nyika yedu ikwanise kuvhura as soon as possible, kana kuti panenge pakwanisika kuti nyika ikwanise kuvhura. Asi ichinge yakavhura kudaro, ngatingei tine nzira dzinokwanisa kuti mainfection asawedzere. Vanhu vari kubva kunze kwenyika vachidzoka, nyaya dzeisolation nequarantine dzinofanira kupfuurira, nyaya dzekushandisa mamask dzinofanira kupfuurira mberi, nyaya dzekugeza maoko dzinofanira kupfuurira mberi. Vanokwanisa kuti vaminimize kufamba, kutravela, zvakakosha zvakare kuti zviitwe izvozvo. Mainstitutions akaita semakuru, akaita mauniversities, maschools, I think it is important, zvakakosha kuti tinatoita tsara, titange taita our environment safe. I think there are some voices vanhu vari kukurukura vachipa mazano iwayo kuti ngatitange tanatsoona kuti muzvikoro kumayunivhesiti nechi takwanisa here kusvika achinhanho chekuti tingazoti vana ngavadzoke. Ndinofunga kuti kuti tirambe ikonomi takavhara, that will not be sustainable as well. We have to be honest with ourselves. Even kuno kuAmerica, I think muri kuzviona zvichitaurwa vanhu vachiita maprotest nechi, nekuti munhu kuti ararami anofanira kunge achishanda, achifamba, achizviriritira. And kumadeveloping countries akaita sanga Zimbabwe, it's even more important kuti vanhu vakwanise kuzviriritira.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Let me bring back Marvelous Mshanya. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Ndichiri ipapa pana Doctor, maybe imboti remind us again kuti zvakakosha sei kuti vanhu varambe vachiteedzera zvamuri kukurudzira kuti pfekai mamaski, musabate mhino, musabate maziso, musabate muromo, social distancing. Zvakakosha sei? Corona virus inotapuriranwa sei uye zvaungaziva sei kuti unayo?
Go ahead, Doctor. Maybe start in English, then you finish in Shona very briefly.
So the coronavirus, symptoms wise, headache, fever, and also a dry cough. But sometimes you can even just have a cough which is wet. My symptoms, these symptoms usually appear 4 to 15 days after infection. The incubation period is thought to, is now known to last about 4 to 15 days. White summer symptoms, you are like in this current season, it's important for you to get tested for a confirmatory test to say do you have the coronavirus or not. There are rapid tests available which can quickly detect within 15 minutes, but these are screening tests. They are not entirely specific or sensitive, so you still need a confirmatory test, which is a PCR test. Currently in Zimbabwe, these PCR tests are done in Harare and Bulawayo only. I was reading recently, I think Chinoy is always doing it next week. So there could be some other facilities which are now doing a PCR test to confirm. But that will now take, a longer time for you to get that confirmatory test if, say, you're outside Harare, because your sample needs to be transmitted, to be transported rather, to that testing site. Why it's important for us to observe social distancing, for us to wash our hands, it's because the coronavirus is spread by contact. So once I touch a surface where the virus has been shed, and I then touch my mouth or my nose or my eyes, I am enabling entry of the virus into my body. So it's important that I do not touch those mucous membranes. Suppose I touched some surface which was infected. Using a mask prevents me from spreading the virus to someone. Suppose I'm infected. If I cough or I sneeze, my droplets will go on the cloth or on the mask, and they will not go on a surface, or they will not go into someone else's mouth, eyes, or nose. So a mask protects me from spreading the infection. But there are also other medical masks, like the N95 or surgical masks. Those masks also enable prevention, like me from contracting the infection from someone. But these masks are not easily available, and they've been reserved for healthcare workers primarily. So the cloth mask that everyone else is being urged to wear is primarily to protect someone from not spreading the infection. I think this is important that we know that these are very effective methods in terms of preventing spread. In Shona, ndingango da kuti my symptoms e infection, my symptoms are not a virus. Nde kuti ukakosora, chikosoro chiri dry, kana kuti musoro kutema, kana kuti kuzwa mwiri kuta. Unogona kuinzwa kuneta nezvi. Asi three symptoms iwaya ndo ari very common muchirwere checoronavirus. Chinowanzobuda mazuva 4 to 15 mushure mekunge waita infection. Zvakakosha kuti ticherechedze kuti chirwere checoronavirus chinospreada kana ndichinge ndafema mhepo ine infection yecoronavirus, kana ndiri very close, kana kuti ndiri pachipo pedyo nemunhu ane infection yecoronavirus iyi. Ndosaka vanhu vari kunzi garai mudzimba, so that unoavoida kusangana nemunhu anenge ane infection. Vanhu vari kunzi vapfeke mamask, nekuti mamask anochengeterwa here ndikakosora kana kuti ndikahotsira. Zvandinenge ndabudisa mwiri mangu hazvichaenda kune vamwe vanhu, hazvichaenda pamasurfaces. So zvinochengetedza anenge asina chirwere. Saka mask inofanira kupfekwa nemunhu wese. Kunewo mamask anoita kuti usabatire chirwere. Mamask aya mamedical mask, anonzi N95 kana surgical mask. Ende mamask aya ari kunyanya kuchengetedzerwa vanoshanda veutano, nekuti anodhura. Asi mask chero yecloth yejira ngatiishandisei, nekuti inochengetedza vanhu vakawanda. Kana ini ndine infection handichaitapurira kuenda kune vamwe vanhu. Kugeza maoko kwakakosha, kuti kana ndabuda panze, kana ndakwadzana nemunhu, ofushi kukwadzana hatisi kukurudzira zvakare. Asi suppose zvaitika rao ndabata surface ine chirwere checoronavirus, ndikazobata muromo, ndikabata mhuno, ndikabata maziso, ndakuita kuti infection ipinde mumwiri mangu. Saka kwakakosha kuti ngatigeze maoko kana tichinge tabva kunze kwatinenge tabva. Asi ngatiedzei kuti timinimize contact nevamwe vanhu tichiita social distancing. Ngatiminimize unless it's necessary, nekuti ndo kuti tikwanise kuzvichengetedza kana tichine maactive infections akawanda kana zviri kuitika currently.
Thank you very much, doctor, and stay on the line. I think we've got another guest that is in Bulawayo. His name is Mr. Fundani Ndimande. He's on the line right now, so we are trying to call him on the line. I think he's waiting for a call, and he's living in a place called Lopengula West, that is in Bulawayo, the city of kings and queens. So let's hear whether he's going to respond to our call, but I'm sure that he's now responded to the call. Mr. Ndimande, good evening and welcome to the program.
Unini ababoni mzamo walapi malokitiwi kukona ama polisa mkoni lockdown ya mkona ani nyogo ufaleri kutu manje ni dorope lapi malokitiwi alakona gali mwabilo taoni meli hampe lento zonke mwobe vada restaurant wafu maske ema taon lapo ufalekona sungu ubona le malokitiwi msenza gali kute malokitiwi na wande kukosu kama maske mwona ilo lockdown ya mkona umeli intumendo yonki nda uze usweri.
Okwamanje abantu abagqoka amamaski bakhona abanye abazihambela nje.
Hayi, malokitini nje bakutshayindiva loko inaba bahambela nje mahlayana abaqoyi mamadi bona ani nje vele ngansi selekhadile lomkhubo ongani basondelana social distancing ngani hayi abasayinazo kakhulu
kuyini okwenza ukuthi kube njalo
mbone ngani khona ukuthi bebona ukuthi ayalaze ase i-lockdown nalapha i-government amasiko wapaya atembakalanga lakhona ukubona ababantu nje bona abaphiva ukuthi abakaboni umuntu olalo leli gciwane as long as belizela kathana le hayi babone ngani lapha vela li
po manje abantu abasezivela imali bakhona kubantu bani
mbona ngani kungenzeka sike ukuthi leli mali kodwa i-government nje ileprobleme yokuthi kumele ibalance between the two ngapha kumele ivule i-economy ngapha kumele isiyele ama-seed things ngapha sile problem futhi kwezomo-economy ngoba abantu ezilongezi kuvaliwe so ama-industry lalani abala ndleko abala mali zokuthi bekwanise ukuba-afford izinto ama-industry sebegcina besenza lokhu okayi-walking izinto befisha kuzaba ne-shortage nje ukuthi lisikele i-crisis kwezombusazwela
yes can you hold on the marvelous what Mr. Ndimande is saying is that you know these figures are actually shocking because people are now relaxed they are hearing that there is some kind of relaxation of these lockdowns in other parts of the world so people are just doing what they want now he's saying that some are no longer wearing masks and they haven't seen somebody who is suffering from this disease so they are so relaxed that anything can happen and he says it's really scary because this the way it is going the Zimbabweans may find themselves in very 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 serious trouble
Yes, Gibbs, I think that's really the sentiment of a lot of people that I've been speaking to. I just finished doing Let's Talk in Gachikurukure. And people were saying exactly that they don't know anybody who they can say someone from that house or that village suffered from coronavirus and actually passed away. I think, you know, people were a little bit jilted or saw the face of coronavirus on one of the patients, Zororo Makamba. At that point, people really did take heed and started panicking and started observing social distancing. But from then on, they've just gone back to relaxing again, like what the caller there is saying. So it's sentiment that we've been hearing coming from the ground that maybe the message needs to be intensified. The awareness programs need to be really heightened for people to understand that you may not know somebody who suffered from this, but it's definitely there. You know that here in the U.S., even going to the shop is scary. I've been at home for a week. I've not even ventured out because I'm like, I'm safer here. I'm isolated. I'm by myself. I'm okay. I'm used to it because I know the effect that it has and just how it can take someone's life just like that.
And I guess the situation Baba Ndimande Kobulawayo is worsened by the fact that, you know, water supplies are very, very dicey. So tell us a bit about that problem, you know, the water crisis vis-a-vis the coronavirus COVID-19. Are you still there, Ndimande?
Yes, I'm still there.
Yeah, so I was telling Ngakonoko, utamanzi awakho, kuzobuya ke abantu bathi gezani izandla amanzi upholi wathatha ngaphi njalo kwethusa kanganani konke lokho
alright ngifuna ngesilungu kumbe ngesintu
qalisa ngesilungu kube sugqisa ngesindebele
alright yaya the situation I think is quite appealing because on our end the water crisis due to low dam levels as the Bauer State Council always tells us it. But on the other hand, people have to wash their hands properly so as to protect themselves against this COVID-19 pandemic, of which is the problem there. The situation is not balancing because there's no water on one end. So what can our people do? Siyabona imizamo uhulumende usitshela ngokuthi ngale enyameni Ndlovu sebe-speed up ama-dam levels kodwa mina ngithi that is not good enough ngoba esidingayo la esidingayo isituation yokuthi uhambe fast njengoba ambona ukuthi angasikhathi isituation esifuna isolveke kathesi
yesifuna
ama-baby steps laba athatha singandingapha phangisa sibili okuthi sikhuluma kathesi kumele singasikhuluma ukuthi amanzi asekhona.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu baba Ndimbande, sikhona ubambe khonapho. Marvelous, we've got our third guest, and that is Mrs. Lucy Nongwe Chikowero. So, welcome to the program, madam, and we believe that you are okay in Wisconsin. So, how is Wisconsin today?
Thank you. We are fine. As you know, that our safe at home orders by the governor were overturned by the Supreme Court. People are starting to venture out, but with most of the people, they are looking at what's good for them. So they are still staying indoors, but obviously there are those who think that, you know, they were being oppressed and their rights were being oppressed and they want to go out.
So, in Shona, you know, about what you are facing there.
Okay. Kuno ku Wisconsin Kwandiri. Tiri kuona kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere chekorona huri kukwira kubva musi wakaitwa over 10 by the Supreme Court yeWisconsin stay at home order yakanga yaiswa nagavena. Nyange zvazvo tinoona kuti pane vanhu vazhinji vanotarisa zvakavanakira, saka vari kugara mudzimba. Initial order yakanga yanzi ichasvika musi wa26 May, saka vanhu vari kuti ngatimbopfuurira mberi tichiona kuti kusvika musi wa26 kwacho kuchadii, but kune vamwewo vakanga vachinzwa kuti kodzero dzavo dzambunyikidzwa, saka ndivavo vagara vari kubuda. Saka panonge pachiti nesei, sezvo panoda kutsvagwa balance between kodzero dzevanhu nekuchengetedza utano.
Yeah, so Marvelous, I think maybe you are hearing her. She's talking about the system there in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Yes, I heard what Ms. Chikore there was saying. She's saying that there should be a balance. Saka andende mrambeli mchiti tombotarisa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe pari zvino. Imi munozviona sei muchinyenzanisawo zvamuri kuona zviri kuitika ikoko kuWisconsin panyaya yedambudziko irori recoronavirus? So I'm just asking, how can she compare that to Zimbabwe and where she's at?
Okay, let's bring just go ahead, madam.
You know, nase kuti ku Zimbabwe hongu vanhu vakadzidziswa nenyaya dzechirwere, but havasi kunyatsoona ndingati the real effect yazvo chaizvo. Sezvo sekufunga kwangu, ndinofunga kuti manumbers ari kunyatsobuda hana unyatsoti tsvikiti zvekuti vanhu vangavhunduka kuti ndikabuda ndinonosangana nacho. Zvinobva zvakonzera kuti tikatarisa, for example, vanhu vachibva kumabasa, unoona vakaita kuungana vachimirira mazupo nevamwe vasiri kuobserva social distancing zvakanaka. Saka ndiri kuona sekuti pamwe kubudiswa kwemashoko neuturu hwechirwere uhwu hausi kunyatsoemphasizwa zvakanaka. And also pakuti vamwe vanhu vari kungozoshaya asi pasina kutaurwa kunzi vanga vazotestwa here, ndiri kuona sekuti dai zvaibvira hurumende yedu yaita step up panyaya dzetesting kuti vanhu vanyatsoziva patimire chaipo, nekuti ndozvandinoona kunge dambudziko guru iroro. Kunoku kwandiri vanhu vanonyatsoziva kuti chirwere ichi chakamira chakadai, mabatiro acho ndinochidai, ende vanhu vakabuda zveshuwa voona kuti uwandu hwevanhu hwatokura nai, saka vanhu vanobva vatanga kudzokera vachifunga mafambiro avo kana maitiro avo kuti vanobva vazvishandura.
Siyamunzwa kukhuluma lapha ke Marvelous, woti ke sizwe ukuthi ubaba uNdimande ngabe sithini. Singakayi kuye sihlale siyekudokotela. Baba Ndimande, sicela ukuthi ungabe ubhotabhota khonapho kunxa uhambahamba, siyakuzwa. So ube one ndawo kwenza ukuthi kungabe lo msindo. So Marvelous, maybe let's go back to our doctor, and that is Dr. Tukwiro.
Yes, I just heard there from our sister there out in Wisconsin. Very interesting indeed, comparing the two scenarios, Zimbabwe and here in the United States, where when you go out, you're actually afraid of people more than anything else, because we know this virus is transmitted through contact. So I don't know if the doctor is still there.
Yes, he's there. Yes, fine.
If we can, if I can just pose a question to him, because I know he's actually here on a study tour, but he's from Nyanga, down there in Nyanga, in the rural areas. What message are people in the rural areas actually receiving right now regarding this COVID-19 from what he's hearing from his colleagues in Nyanga? Is the message getting there?
Yes, okay. Let me bring the doctor onto the show. Doctor, you can react to what Marvelous is saying there. Quiet, sir.
Yeah, so the message is there. I was speaking to Dr. Mbata, I think about 2 hours ago, the district medical officer in Nyanga, and also Metro Ntoma, a short while ago, and even some of my colleagues at Mount Nellar Hospital. So the message is there, but I think what is worrying is what my fellow countrymen are actually talking about, to say that there is a risk that because we have not seen someone who is sick with coronavirus, we may start to think that this is something that is not lethal, or that is something that will not affect us. But it's a question of just numbers. If you follow what happened in Italy, Spain, France, and what is happening in Brazil now, at some point in time, they also had one case. At some point in time, they also had 10 cases. At some point in time, they also had 20 cases. But as the numbers rise, the acceleration also increases. Now it's thousands. Here in the US, it's millions. And the deaths are approaching 100,000. So this is something that, I mean, our country men must understand that we do not need to relax. Let's take lessons and draw lessons from where we have seen this thing happening, and that is Europe, that is China, and now South America and Brazil. It is important that we even become more aggressive in terms of our prevention, in terms of our social distancing, in terms of our use of masks, because thousands of cases in Zimbabwe, that can spell disaster. So, shokoriri ko Marvelous. But I think we need to do more in terms of really engaging our communities, nema leaders, arima communities, ana chief, ana sabu, kuma community health workers, to make people understand why it is important kuti tirambe tichishandisa nzira dzekupreventa for a much longer time.
So I guess Marvelous will wish for you to say that in Shona as well, just briefly, 30 seconds, go ahead.
Okay, so zvakakosha kuti ticherechedze kuti nyangwe tichiri pa 51 cases seZimbabwe, macases aya anokwanisa kuzomultiplya zvakanyanya. Sezvataona zviri kuitika kune dzimwe nyika dzakaita sana Brazil, Italy, Spain, UK kana USA. So sevanhu vemuZimbabwe, ngatitorei zvidzidzo izvozvo, tikwanise kuramba tichiita zvesocial distancing, kugeza maoko, kushandisa mamask, tisakwanise kuzofamba same road iri kufambwa nedzimwe nyika like zvaakuitika kuSouth Africa izvozvo izvi.
Thank you so much, and hold on there, Doctor. I'm bringing in Marvelous, and maybe she can cross over to her sister, Lucy Chukwuero. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Very interesting there indeed, Gibbs, because I think, you know, I wanted really him to address that situation where people are saying they have not seen anybody.
Okay, let me bring him back so that he can actually explain that. So, Doctor, people are saying they haven't seen any of this virus, and so people are just relaxed and all those kind of things. Can you react to that specifically? Just a few, 1 minute.
Yeah, so is no doubt personally, being here kuno kuAmerica, ndaona zvakawanda in terms of the numbers, in terms of nyadzi kuma hospital, nyadzi testing. So hongu muZimbabwe unokwanisa kune 51 cases. MuZimbabwe mune vanhu 15-16 million. Saka unokwanisa kunge usati wasangana nemunhu arwara nechirwere ichi. Asi makesi aya paachawedzera kana tikasaita zvitevedza zvekuzvidzivirira paanozosvika 1,000 and 10,000 makesi aakusvika une pauri. So ngatinzwisisei kuti chirwere chiri very contagious, so manumbers akangoraiza chete, it can easily affect a lot of people. Saka zvekuti hatisati taona munhu, ngatimbongotarisai zviri kuitika mutv, CNN, BBC, tozvibhiliva izvozvo and tizvidzivirire kuti tisaitike kuZimbabwe.
So you can put that in English as well, you know, concerning these fears that people are now too relaxed, you know.
Okay, so this is not the time for us to let our guard down. If we closely follow what is happening in South Africa, the way the cases have accelerated over the last week, despite the measures that have been put in place, I think South Africa is really doing a lot in terms of trying to put in lockdown restrictions and everything else. But despite that, cases are rising. And once the cases accelerate and reach a certain number, say, for example, 1,000 arbitrarily, the increases become, I mean, even higher, because now those people can spread to many, much more other people. So the fact that we have not seen maybe a relative or a friend who has had coronavirus in Zimbabwe at the moment is because the cases are still low. But if we relax and then our cases increase, say, to 5,000 or 10,000, we can easily get to 1,000,000 cases in a very short space of time. And this is what happened here in the U.S. You reflect back to something like 9, 10 March, the cases were just a few. But a month later, around 10 April, the cases had already, risen way above 500,000 and now approaching 1.5 million. So let's not let our guard down. Let's be even more aggressive, because we can draw lessons from our neighbors, from the U.S., from Italy, Spain, Brazil.
Thank you, Doctor. Hold on. Let me bring back Marvelous, and maybe we can cross over to...
I think, you know, that's a clear message right there, Gibbs, because for me, I really wanted that message to be, you know, like put out there to say don't loosen your guard, because I've seen a lot of people have been talking about the lack of food, especially. That is what is driving most people to go out there to break these lockdown rules, because they are saying they don't have any food in the house. I don't know, maybe if you can ask the doctor also to address that issue in regards to food and the coronavirus.
Yeah, okay, so we'll go back to him in some few minutes, but let's cross over to Ndimande. But before we talk to Ndimande, let's play a video of a lady who is based in Botswana. You know, she's talking about some of these issues, you know, food and so forth. Let's listen to what she is saying.
Sawanani vasanga studio 7 linda ani lapeli kona baba duwe lo babu spandu Ezra Chisa spandu sabonga kakhulu baba Ezra Chisa eish wenza umsebenzi omkhulu wesizweni sakomthakazi siyawubongisa sibili siyawukhulela ingane uNkulunkulu ngakuphindezela amanye amalanga okuphila emhlabeni. Hayi, mina igama lami nguPrithi wakuNcube. Ngokuhlala ngihlala eBotswana, ngokuzalwa ngizalwa eLupane. Heyi, mina into eyenzisa ubuhlungu ngendawo yakithi eZimbabwe. Sizobuhlungu sinxa sizokuthiwa kulabantu abalokhu besatshaywa ngalezi nsuku zanamuhla betshala ukuthi abazi ulimi. Hayi, siyazibuza ukuthi kati pho. Sathi yebo sizwile ngegugurawundi. Babaqeda amaNdebele lakathesi. Lokhu kusesenjalo phela kusho ukuthi vele igugurawundi ayikapheli, lakathesi lokhu sesekhona. So kushiyeni ukwenza nje kuphela, kodwa usho ukuthi lokhu sesekhona. Hhayi, kunzima. Siyabonga, sibonga kakhulu, sila amagqwetha amele abantu besifazane, ngoba heyi abantu besifazane ezigabeni semathebeleni bayahlukuluzwa. Bahlukuluza sibili. Indaba le yamapholisa le ayimnandi. Nami ngumuntu wesifazane, so nxa ngibona uhlukuluza mina ngumuntu wesifazane njengami, lami ngiyabenzi.
So Marvelous, this lady is Prithi Ncube, she's based in Botswana. So she's really worried about you know, some incidents of you know, the intimidation and harassment and the beating up of women in Zimbabwe. So she's referring particularly to this incident in Bulawayo, in which some two women were allegedly beaten by the police while they were looking for food. And this is one of the most important things in Zimbabwe during the lockdown period. So they are saying that, she's saying that it's not good to beat up women, it's not good to beat up anybody during the coronavirus lockdowns. So maybe before I come to you, let's go back to Mr. Ndimande. Mr. Ndimande, this is a very topical issue in Zimbabwe right now as we speak, because there are some other women like Joanna Mamombe and others who are actually abducted and beaten up allegedly by people said to be linked to the state. So, kuhamba njani ngase sikhuluma ngodaba lolu ngamafutshane sibili ngobuhlelo sokubuya emaphethelweni briefly khonapho Ndimande.
Ngiyabona ngani kule problem lapha sibili ikakhulukazi uhlangothi lukahulumeni.
Is that, it's not good to actually beat up people. You know, you're saying this must come to an end. So now over to you, Marvelous. Maybe we are remaining with about 10 minutes. So maybe we cross over to the Dr. O, Mrs. Chikowero. So let's just do it briefly. Go ahead.
Gibbs, I will just reiterate, the current number right now in Zimbabwe, we have 51 cases. Of positive cases in Zimbabwe, saka parizvino munyika tine vanhu 51 vabatwa nechirwere icho chiche COVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tine vanhu 4 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya, uyezve vanhu 18 vawanikwa ivo vachibata chirwere ichi asi vachikwanisa kunge vachichirwisa. Saka tanga tiri kuziva ipo pano tine chiremba vanga vari pano Dr. Admo Jokwiro vachiedza kutaurira vanhu kuti aiwa kunyange usati waziya munhu awanikwa iye achibatwa nechirwere ichi checoronavirus, zvakakosha kuti muongorore zviri kuitika imomuno muAmerica, umo pari zvino maane vanhu vakawanda chaizvo vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi. Muchitarisa zvakaitika kuItaly, kuSpain nekuBrazil, ndonyika dzavataura vachitaura ivo kuti zvakakosha kuti muongorere zviri kuitika pazvivhitivhiti, muchitarisa ini mafambiro anoita chirwere ichi kuti unogona kunge usina kuona munhu anacho, asi kana chauya chinobva chauya chichitora vanhu vakawanda. Saka zvakakosha kuti vanhu muenderere mberi muchipfeka mamaski, social distancing, uyezve kana uchikwanisa kugara mumba, gara mumba.
Yes.
Kunyangwe hazvo tichiziva kuti kunzvimbo dzakawanda kune dambudziko remvura. Gibbs.
Yes, we still have got our guest, Admo Jokwiro, that is our doctor, and Lucy Chindongwe. Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero. So can you pose a question to one of them, and then because the program is coming to an end. So now, doctor, so what's the way forward for Zimbabwe? We see that there are all these problems. So can we conclude now, wrap it up? What should Zimbabwe do right now?
I think, firstly, I would like to thank you for the work that you are doing to get the right message right to people. I think we need to continue to do this because we need to remind each other where things are going. We need to base our decisions according to science, according to developments, according to any new information. So as broadcasters, I think it's important that you continue to do the work that you are doing, and I appreciate it so much. To my colleagues, my countrymen in Zimbabwe, I think it's important that we reflect on with the first case that was reported on the 20th of March. What happened in those first few days, the losses of lives that we had, and may their souls rest in peace. It's important that we interpret that as we go forward, the cases are rising. Our colleagues are coming back from countries where they could be hotspots for coronavirus. But how do we protect ourselves? Those people that are coming back into Zimbabwe and those people that are already in Zimbabwe, let's use face masks. Let's ensure that we wash our hands all the time. Let's avoid touching our faces, our mouth, our nose, our eyes. Let's ensure that we can social distance where we can. The government must also continue to come in big in terms of making our facilities safe, in terms of ensuring that there is enough protective, personal protective equipment in the hospitals, and ensuring that our staff are well trained, our staff are provided for. I think those are the things that we need to continue doing. And then let's engage our communities. The issue about food, the issue about traveling, the issue about working, for sure we cannot be able to sustain our economy when people are not working. That is important. But let's work in safe environments. And us as individuals, each and every one Zimbabwean, let it be our responsibility to ensure that we ensure that we are safe, our families are safe, and our colleagues and friends are safe. So I think we still have a long way to go. We cannot let our guard down because we just hit 51 cases when our neighbor South Africa is over 19,000 cases now. That is a sign. And that is important. Mozambique also has cases. Zambia also has cases. Botswana also has cases. So that is a sign that if we are doing something right, let's continue to do the things that we are doing right now, Gibbs.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Let's bring in our other guest, and that is Lucy Chukwuero. So, Ms. Chukwuero, as far as you are concerned, so do you think that Zimbabwe should follow the example of USA in terms of addressing this COVID-19? 1 minute, then we'll wrap it up.
Yes, I absolutely think Zimbabwe should step up on testing and contact tracing, because that will give us a true reflection of where we are really at. Because I feel like there's something that is really lacking there. That's number one. Number two, I also like our government to ensure social protections of individuals. Or you can see that in the United States, the government resolved to give stimulus packages to families. So we need to do that, because people cannot exercise social distancing when they are hungry, because there's immediate danger of hunger in their homes. So the COVID issue that they cannot really see or feel at that particular time, it will not be an immediate threat to them, while this is actually a threat that can wipe out the whole country. So our government needs to step up on social protection, access to food and so forth. And also, finally, I would like to say we need to see an end to violence against women. We cannot talk about end to domestic violence, gender-based violence, when we are not talking about institutional violence that is being perpetrated on individuals. So there is need to step up, and I'm actually calling upon our president to particularly come out and address this particular issue in regards to young women. Our differences politically or ideologically shouldn't result in violence against each other. We are all Zimbabweans, so we need to protect each other and end violence.
Thank you so much. We wish to thank Lucy Ndongwe Chukwuero, and I'll take this other opportunity to thank Dr. Atmao Chukwuero and our other guest, that is Mr. Fundani Ndimande, who is in Lopengola West in Bulawayo. I think my co-host will come here right now, and we'll wrap it up. So, signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Gibbs, thank you so much. An interesting call there from our sister, you know, for the end of violence, because we understand that during this COVID lockdown, there's been high incidence of domestic violence and institutional violence, like you say. And also, thank you to Dr. Admon Jokwiro, who's out in Atlanta, Georgia, but is really based in Nyanga, back in Zimbabwe, for giving us his insights into this corona pandemic and what we're seeing happening on the ground, Gibbs.
So our time is up. Marvelous. This is Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Sorry, broadcasting from my home in Washington. Thank you.